Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The Baltimore Ravens.
I'm trying to win versus anybody I play. I don't really dwell on one player.
Touchdown, Ravens!
Well, it's Brady. One player against Brady. You need a goal.
Nothing in this game is given to you. You got to go do something about it.
Going to war with my boys. Let's get it.
We just got to go find a way to get a win.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Good morning, Key.
Morning there. How you doing?
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Maximus.
Yes. It looks very nice in the city of New York.
Yeah, we finally don't have fog that is blocking our view of Brooklyn.
Yesterday, it got hot and muggy late in the day. You
can't figure this weather thing out, man. Yeah. Is it hot? Is it cold? Just let's be one or the other.
I like the warm weather. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, L.A. is good that
way. Last night, I had to do a Turn 2 event for Derek Jeter, which is his charity, and it was a really cool time meeting all the kids that he's been able to put through school. And I did an interview with him and Misty Copeland talking about Greatness Wins, their new product line that they launched. And it kind of led to a conversation where James Steele, our producer, you know, obviously whenever you get a chance to, you know, meet people of that, you know, status, Max, you're a Yankees fan. But for me, growing up knowing Derek, get excited. And James just kind of poo-pooed it. He was like, Derek Jeter, nobody cares. He's not a top 10 greatest Yankee of all time.
Top 10?
What did you say, James?
I just said he was overrated.
Depends how you rate him. Like, if Derek Jeter played left field for the Milwaukee Brewers and never went to the playoffs.
Nobody would care.
No, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, first ballot. He had 3,000 hits, James.
Jamie, you said that he's not a top 10 Yankee.
But no one would care about him.
Jamie, you said he's not a top 10 Yankee of all time. That you stated that.
Yeah, he's probably not even a top 10 Yankee of all time.
See? He said it. What?
No. He is definitely a top 10 Yankee.
What are you talking about,
James? He is maybe not a top 5 Yankee, but the Yankees been around for 120 years or whatever.
He wasn't even the best shortstop on the field whenever they were playing in. A-Rod was there.
You know, it's Bing funny because if you talk to any fan who lived through that era, no one who is telling you the truth on a lie detector test would take A-Rod, Garcia, Parra, or Tejada, or anyone over Jeter.
Thank you.
If you watched them, you would always take Jeter.
I'm disappointing you, Jamie. Yeah. You know?
In that time, he wasn't even, he was probably like the fourth best shortstop in the league.
You know, Joe Torre was there, he would disagree with you.
Because he played in New
York.
Martinez
was there last night, he would disagree with you.
Overrated
some of the greatest Yankee legends of all time would disagree with you, James.
Here's the thing, A-Rod got traded to the team, he had to move positions.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. A-Rod had to move positions if he wanted to be a Yankee.
Just felt like it was inappropriate, Jamie.
They were both on the same team. One of them played shortstop. His name was Derek Jeter.
And they would have been better if A-Rod would have played shortstop.
Derek Jeter was one of the greatest players of his era. Y'all need to just stop.
Right.
He was a very good player.
No, he was a great player. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
That's like saying Patrick Mahomes, James, is just another guy.
Yeah.
Ooh. A jack.
Jamie, how do you feel Jeter never won an MVP. He never won a batting title. Mahomes has won an MVP. He's thrown for 50 touchdown passes.
That doesn't mean
5,000 yards. No one's calling him.
Derek Jeter won 5 championships, hitting either first or second in the lineup and playing shortstop. You think that happens by accident? One of the most important players with 5 chips?
No, it happens because the Yankees spent a ton of money to put good players around him,
too. No, James, that's nonsense.
This is what happened. They
infrequently had the biggest payroll in the league back then. Frequently, they were not even the highest payroll in the league.
Max, you know who else won championships and MVPs?
Kurt Warner.
Boom. Thank you.
Kurt Warner. And he discussed Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, two other guys who won championships, and in Rodgers' case, championship, and MVPs. Here's the quote from Kurt Warner. I think both of those guys look like they're exhausted, he told People magazine. Kurt Warner did.
People magazine. Oh.
It's okay to go, you know what? It's not how it used to be. I may not be who I used to be. Or it's just too hard overall to get everybody up to the standard. Maybe it's time to walk away. It's not being defeated. That's not saying you can't do it anymore. I just think sometimes that stuff outweighs the joy of the game, which is what it looks like is happening for those two guys, and I feel for them. So Tom Brady was asked about potential retirement on his Let's Go podcast.
I said last week that there's no immediate retirement in my future. There was a retirement in the past, but I moved on from that. But certainly not. You know, I've never, you know, I made a commitment to this team, and I love this team, and I love this organization. I told them in March I was playing, and I've never quit on anything in my life. You know, I want to keep fighting as hard as I can. And I'm always trying to do better. I'm always trying to work hard. And I'm always trying to commit more to the things that are important to me. And this team is very important to me. And I certainly want to be the best I can be for them.
Yeah, this year. This year, he's not retiring. He's going to finish the season. He's got what? He got, 10 games left?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to finish the year.
But you make it sound key when you say it like that, like he's going to play out the string this year. The Bucks, do you think the Bucks are going to the playoffs? I do.
They probably will, but this is it. Whenever the season's over, he's not playing in 2023. Kurt Warner is right about something. And it doesn't look fun. He's got some other stuff going on allegedly in his life. He looks slow. He looks older. He looks like the Tom Brady that you thought of whenever you made the ridiculous statement.
I didn't.
Ago.
I said in late October of 2022, Brady would fall off the cliff.
Oh, God, stop.
That's what I said.
But that's what he looks like. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like that. Aaron Rodgers looks frustrated that he can't get people to do what he wants them to do. And Tom Brady just looks like he's going through some stuff.
Yes.
Tom Brady really should retire, though.
Can I bring?
There's no need to chase.
Hey, Jay,
what are you chasing?
Let me bring something up that's kind of we don't like to touch on people's personal lives. In Brady's case, this is very well publicized
and reported by many people.
But generally, it's like you wish people the best.
Every time you say Tom Brady, like it looks like he's losing weight.
It does. But how about this? If in fact there is a breakup of a marriage over this kind of issue of he's not around and he's not willing to sacrifice the NFL because he needs to commit to his team and all this kind of stuff, but then what do you do? Like, doesn't that put him in a tough spot? Then how does that reconcile with this being his last year?
I don't see this being his last year. Because for me, if allegedly, as Key would say, quote unquote, the stuff does not work out with his wife, like, here's what people don't recognize about athletes before you find a family. You're married to the game. The game is your wife. You get there early. You stay late. You overly communicate. You put in the time. You're putting in sweat equity.
It gives you a hard time.
It gives you a hard time back. I mean, but the game gives you joy too, right? I mean, it gives you the love, the anger, all the emotions that come along to a degree with the marriage. So if that is removed, you're sitting there saying, what else am I going to do? And yeah, you could say I can do my podcast, I can do my media company. But at the end of the day, like maybe that is the entity that can fill that void that all of a sudden may be missing from your life and you get married to the – he's always been married to the game. I think that's the problem.
But, Jay, in all honesty, he's not good right now, man.
I hear you. That's right now, Key.
He's not good.
I will say this.
He's not
good. There are such things, Key, as highs and lows throughout the course of a season.
Yeah, and guess what? He's been low all year.
He's been low for the first six games or so. Yeah, but I tell you, if he finds lightning in a bottle, which I'm not going to put it past Tom Brady to find lightning in a bottle, it could change the direction of how he thinks.
Let's say, Key.
I don't think at 45 years old and playing the way he's playing, that he's going to find lightning in the bottle with this team this year. They may make the playoffs and stumble into the playoffs, but I don't think that they're going on those Super Bowl runs. I don't think any of those sort of things are going to happen. And I know you never want to count Tiger out. Like I tell Max all the time, if you told me that Mike Tyson was getting into shape, I tell you, he's going to win the heavyweight championship of the world. Right, Max?
Some people made that impression on their on the audiences that watched them. Listen, maybe some of this is on Todd Bowles. You got to figure out a way to protect this old dude without the interior pressure has always been the thing that kills Brady, and that is exactly where they're missing all their offensive line. So you got to scheme something up to protect them, then see how it looks. Speaking of Tom Brady, guys, who needs to win more tonight? Because Tom Brady is playing in a matter of hours. The Bucs and Tom Brady, or the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. He looks old and creaky.
There has to be more urgency. What we're doing just is not good enough.
It's hard to prepare against a guy who can do so many different things to beat you.
I would say hopefully I'm next to win the Super Bowl. You know, you got seven of them, so hopefully that's what I'm next to.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max here on ESPN Radio. We're on your smart speakers. We're on ESPNU. You can download the podcast, and we are on the ESPN app. Join now by Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider.
The Grazi, baby, what's happening?
Not a lot, you know. It's a nice looking day in New York City, finally.
Finally.
Yeah. Yesterday turned out to be a nice day.
Hot. It turned out to be. You had to work for it.
Had to work for it.
You had to wade through some crap.
Yeah. But it is. You're right. Nice, clear, crisp autumn day.
Nice.
Unseasonably warmer.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Good. Yep. Good.
I don't mind that.
Where are you at this weekend, Grazi?
Buffalo.
Ooh.
Green Bay Packers. Just what the Packers need right now is a trip to Buffalo.
Watch them score the upset now.
I wonder what the spread is. Isn't the spread like 11?
I think it's the first time that Rodgers has been a double-digit underdog. I think that's right. Yeah.
Damn,
life comes at you fast.
11? Damn.
Well, they think they Pittsburgh and Tennessee rolling up to Ralph Wilson Stadium. That's what they think, if they're giving them 11.
Hmm. So we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and the Ravens and Bucks will be a hot ticket in Tampa. Hmm. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. So, Dan, who needs to win more tonight? Tom Brady and the Bucks, or Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, I think it's Brady and the Bucks. I mean, look, it really kind of depends what you mean, right? Like mathematically, in terms of how the standings size up, it's probably the Ravens because the Bengals look like they're heating up, and the Bucks have nobody pushing them. I mean, the Falcons are tied with them, but I don't think anybody's really scared of them.
But the Falcons are tied with them, right? Yeah.
Psychologically, I keep going back to that line Mike Evans had about after he dropped the pass. I saw the light go out of us. In the first quarter of an October game against the Panthers, like psychologically, the Bucks need something good to happen because it's starting to get away from them. It just feels bad around that team. Everything that felt good for the last couple of years about them, it just seems to have dried up. I think they could, for their own sake, they could use it. I don't think they're going to get it. The injury list, the list of guys that are out, especially on defense, is unbelievable. But
the O-line, the interior of the O-line is wiped out.
Yeah. It'd be
nice for Mike Evans to put those pinkies together.
I mean, Dan, right? Whole story would be different. He catches that ball, right?
Yeah. Lamar Jackson obviously has started off hot, right? He was rolling. And then all of a sudden, things went south, especially in the fourth quarter. The blitzes started getting to him. He started turning the ball over late in the fourth quarter. You've been around the league a long time, man. You've seen quarterbacks, different position players, stress would come contract time. Do you think at all that this contract extension is kind of hovering over him? He's thinking about it a lot?
I don't think that's the issue, right? Like, I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that he never thinks about it, but he seems like the kind of guy who compartmentalizes well. So I doubt that he's carrying it out onto the field with him. Based on what I know about him, based on what I know about that organization and how it functions, I don't think that's what – if there is an issue with Lamar's performance, I don't think that's what it is. They haven't been able to hold fourth-quarter leads, and I think that's a big part of their – obviously, it's the crux of their problem, and maybe he's pressing as a result of that. He hasn't had a ton of places to go with the ball, right? Bateman's been hurt a lot. Now Mark Andrews is hurt. J.K. Dobbins hasn't really been a factor. So I think you're seeing kind of – an offense that's still sort of finding its footing around its super talented quarterback and a defense that hasn't really held up late in games. But if the defense starts to play better and they get a little healthier on the offensive side of the ball, I think you'll see it start to take off a little bit. I don't get the sense from any conversations I've had that Lamar is carrying the contract situation with him into games.
Dan, as we talked about earlier, you're going to be at the Packers-Bills game this weekend, Sunday night game. Crazy that the Packers are 11.5-point dogs in this game. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers earlier, you know, got a chance to speak on the Pat McAfee show and talked about, you know, challenging teammates and, you know, changing things up. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what he said yesterday. Listen to this.
One of those guys has a problem with it. I'm right here. I'd love to have a conversation. I enjoy those conversations, you know. I enjoy any type of conflict like that, because I know the resolution of the other side is going to make us a better unit, a better friendship, a better cohesion on the field. But nobody's come to me and said, I got a problem with what you said. I think everybody knows, Matt included, that, you know, everything's got to take a little uptick, get a little better.
Isn't that a jab to his teammates saying, yeah, you guys know I'm right, because nobody came up to me and said anything, so you guys know I'm right?
I think this hits at the issue of, like, the difference between a 38-year-old and like a 24-year-old, right? Like, I think there's an interesting thing going on here with Aaron supposed to help break in the young receivers, but there's also a significant generation gap. Like, I mean, he is a lot older than these guys are, and, you know, the generation we're talking about is a little different in terms of what motivates them. I think in some ways the world's still trying to figure out what that is. I think, you know, if you're a young receiver, a rookie receiver, a young receiver, a young player on the Packers, you're really going to go up to Aaron Rodgers at his locker and say, hey, man, do we have a problem here? I don't think that's very likely. It's possible that like the coaches would. But, yeah, I think he's kidding himself if he thinks that that's going to happen. It may be that 5-10 years ago it would have happened when he and his teammates were more closely aligned in terms of, you know, age and experience level. But I don't think that dynamic is what he thinks it is.
So that's one of the things, Dan, that when Rodgers makes a comment like that, someone can come up to me and have a conversation.
Yeah.
As much power as he wields in the building, the fact is none of those guys are going to do that.
Right.
You wouldn't anticipate. So does he have too much power in the organization now? Is it like, well, has he shot himself in the foot in a way because he's kind of insulated by his own influence?
Yeah, because you go back 2 years, right, and the whole conversation was, are the Packers going to change the way they operate because of Aaron Rodgers, the way they've always operated since the days of Vince Lombardi? The answer turned out to be yes, right? They've done a whole bunch of things they wouldn't normally do, extended him at a level that they wouldn't normally have done in the past as a result of the fact that he played so great after the Jordan Love pick, right? So he has amassed an incredible amount of power. He knows that the organization will basically do whatever they want. He wants them to do. But again, how does that translate in the locker room? Like, we know how it translated in the front office, right? The front office got to the point where, like, you know what? You're right. You've delivered. You've played better than maybe we thought you were going to play over the last couple of years. So we will operate a little differently as a result of you being this transcendent figure. But I don't know how that plays among teammates, and especially younger teammates.
Well, I'll say it drives me crazy. Because I wish I was on that team. I wish I was one of those young receivers. I really do. Because you say, Dan, right, who's going to go up to him? I wish they had my personality. I wish they could go up to him and say, you got to do a better job to help us. You're the elder, not us. Teach us. Don't ridicule us. Teach us.
And the other thing that they don't have that you had is the stature, right? I mean, none of these guys were the one pick. Right, like all these guys are kind of like they're kind of patching. Like if you're Romeo Doubs, fourth round pick, and you're trying to figure out how to catch the ball at the NFL level, if you're Christian Watson and you can't get on the field, and I'm not saying I know who he's specifically talking about, but we're talking about the young receivers, that Aaron and the young receivers story of the season. Like none of these guys has
I understand
the stature,
I understand.
Right?
No, I understand. Yeah. But my personality,
yeah.
Whether I was the seventh pick. The seventh round pick,
yeah.
Or the first pick, I'm looking for you for leadership.
Yeah.
I'm looking for guidance from you.
But Key, if you're the seventh round pick, you're concerned about job security in the future.
Yeah.
And as Dan said, like that's the biggest point here. For Aaron Rodgers that wields so much power.
Right. There's nobody else in the organization that right.
Like nobody's gonna no young receiver is gonna come challenge him about what he needs to do better and be direct with him. It's Aaron Rodgers. But
teach me though.
Yeah,
Dan, maybe you know this, maybe you've heard, I don't know. But it seems to me, the way I read it is, it's possible that Aaron Rodgers has had these sidebars with some of these guys,
mm-hmm.
and that hasn't worked. And he's thinking, what the hell can I do here? They're not responding. Oh, I know, I'll push the media button now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any...
It's possible. I mean, look, whatever's going on isn't working, right? So, like, try something different. I think there have been some changes this week in terms of, you know, his interaction with player, like how much time he spent on the practice field, even though he's a non-participant in practice, right? Is he out there calling plays in a huddle? Are they spending more time in meeting rooms together? I mean, they're making sort of structural changes as the week goes along to try and make things happen. So it's not just a matter of, oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on McAfee and say this, you know, that people shouldn't be playing if they're making mistakes. I think it goes beyond that. I think he's trying to do some walking of the walk as well.
You think he's only talking about the offense? You think he could be talking
not
about
necessarily.
Defense? Yeah, he could be talking about the defense, right?
The defense has been a major disappointment this year for them. That was supposed to be the side of the ball that carried them while the offense was getting together. So, look, there's no to the initial point. And Key, I wasn't disputing what you're saying. I mean, I think, you know, I was sort of trying to give a little additional, you know, backing to it, right? Not only are you talking about your personality, but also, you know, the cachet you have in the locker room being the one pick. They don't have anybody on that team, you know, that has that kind of that can really stand up to him,
yeah.
Right? That has the kind of standing on the team to do that. So, he could be talking about the defense too. I think it's a mess there. They got to do something different. They got to do a lot of things different.
Dan, if they drop this in Buffalo,
which is likely,
what's going to happen? Are they gonna if they drop this one in Buffalo? Are they in major trouble?
I mean, they go to 3-5 if they lose, right? So. That's already more games than LaFleur has lost in a season since he's been head coach. Five would be his most. And you have half a season to go, more than half a season to go. So, look, you have time to turn it around. The NFC field is not, you know, you're not going to be hopelessly behind at 3-5. But in the division, you know, you probably can kiss that goodbye. And so you have to try and scrape in as a wild card to win some road playoff game. Maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll be a little different for them, right? As opposed to being the one seed and getting the bye and all. Maybe having to get hot at the end of the season just to get in will propel them a little bit once it comes playoff time. But that's sort of what's left for them, especially if they lose this game Sunday.
That is Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. Thank you, as always, Dan, and I'll see you later.
The Grazi, baby.
I'll be there.
On a tremendous program on ESPN called
That's
It's
right
Just
there.
In, 2 p.m. Eastern. Dan Graziano makes a return. Thanks, Dan. The Robert Quinn trade, in case you haven't heard, Bears to the Eagles for a fourth rounder. Does that signal the Bears are punting on the season? Take it or shake it is next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. It is time to play Take It or Shake It, and I get to play too. So, Shannon, take it away.
All right, take it or shake it. I give you scorching hot takes. You got to tell me whether or not you're going to take that take or you're going to shake that take. Key, we'll start with you. Tom Brady will retire after this season. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it. Took it.
Yeah, I think he retires. I think when you look at everything that he's going through right now, the team's not very good. He's not very good. Why come back? What would he come back for? Like it's a wrap.
I don't see Tom Brady retiring. I still think there's time for Tom Brady to figure it out. And I will say this, Tom Brady doesn't strike me as the individual for as competitive as he is to go out on a bad look. It doesn't. I don't see Tom Brady going out on a bad look this bad.
Yeah, my read of the
bad look till next year, huh?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Especially Key, if you're married to the game.
Yeah, that married to the game thing, Jay. My take on the Brady situation from the first time he announced his retirement and came back a couple weeks later is that he's being asked to sacrifice something he still burns. He has a passion for someone else, even if it's a family member. I don't know if that's sustainable, right? And it wasn't. Now it appears that his marriage may be sacrificed on the altar. I'm sure it's not just football, but that's probably, I imagine, contributes to it because he's married to the game, right? Hard to imagine if it does dissolve his marriage that he then, a few months later, is like, okay, now I'm done with football. I don't know if he has it out of his system. I don't know. I may have to shake it.
All right, Key, the Packers offense needs Odell Beckham Jr. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake, shake it.
Shake
it.
Shake that. Shake that.
Odell can't even walk right now. Right? I mean, like, come on now. He's got to get healthy. Can they use him late in the year during the playoffs? You know, six games left in the season if he's healthy? Yeah. But right now, he does nothing for them.
Yeah, so that I mean, look, right now, sure. But inevitably, that's why you take it. Because they do need a top-flight wide receiver. And granted, he has to do his therapy, come back. I get the timeline of it. But if that defense can step their performance up and carry the load, and you get a guy like OBJ, you know, later in the year, if that puts you in contention to win it, yeah.
You know what's so funny? I'd have shook it last year. But now I think I might take it only because Aaron Rodgers and Odell, I don't know how those personalities mesh, but with what Aaron Rodgers is dealing with now, Odell gets on the field, he's going to love him some Odell. He might, they'll get along a lot better than they would have because he's like, oh, thank God for this guy. That might work.
Yeah, we don't really know what OBJ is. I know we love him, but we have no idea what he is.
He's better than the guys they got now. I don't care if he's hopping around on one leg.
We think that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
All right, Key, the Robert Quinn trade signals the Bears are punting on this season. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take that.
Yeah, they look, Robert Quinn, do him a favor. Get him to a team that has an opportunity, a chance, and a playoff opportunity. The Bears don't have that. You might as well get something for him because you're going to be building from here on out. If you can get something, you got something, right? Fourth-round pick. Give him an opportunity to go to a winning team. All teams that are looking like they're out of playoff contention should do exactly what the Bears are doing, what the Carolina Panthers are doing. Come and buy some of our players.
Yeah, I'm with you, Keo, on this one. They're doing the right thing. I think you give them a chance to win a championship while you're reloading. It's just the amount of cap space the Bears are going to have next year.
And now draft picks.
And now draft picks, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing. I totally agree. Here's the crazy thing about Justin Fields. In spite of the bad numbers through the air and all that stuff, his team is in seemingly every game. They're going to wind up winning, I think, guys, 6-7 games at least this year, at least. Maybe 6-7-8 games, whether they sell players or not. There's something about Fields. He'll figure out a way to keep games close. And so you might as well, while you're doing that anyway, you're not going to the playoffs this year, you might as well get a bunch of draft picks on the way.
They should stop winning right now.
But I don't think they will, Key. That's my point. I think Justin Fields a little too competitive
to stop
winning.
They
should
just stop, though.
Yeah, but hard.
All right, we're playing Take It or Shake It on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. Key, Nathaniel Hackett will be one and done in Denver. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. Yeah, I don't think he'll be one and done. I think he'll be two and done. They usually give guys 2 years, maybe three. Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio. I see Nathaniel Hackett falling in that same line.
I take it. I think it could be less than a year. I think it could be less than a year. I think if they lose this game to the Jags in London, if it looks bad, I think you might see him gone by midseason.
I'm with Key
on
this.
Couple games.
I would call it two and through. I think he's two and through, okay. But I don't know about one and done.
All right.
All right.
So they're going to fire him on the tarmac. Huh,
what has given any of y'all the confidence that he is that dude moving forward?
No, I don't. It's not. I don't have confidence in that, but I just think that
they're not going to admit a mistake that fast.
They're going to give him one more year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, they usually don't, Jay, they usually don't get one and done. They usually get an opportunity. This isn't Steve Wilkes.
All right, our final take it or shake it as we're talking about the Denver Broncos and the Mile High Club. Yeah. An aisle seat is the far superior seat on an airplane, on a flight. The aisle seat. Key, take it or shake it.
What?
The aisle seat is the best seat on a flight. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Can't join.
I can't shake that.
Shake that, John.
No, I'm on the window.
I can't.
If I'm sitting and not in a pod, I'm on the window.
Can't
get the window.
Can't do the window. I feel claustrophobic. I feel like I'm trapped. I can't get out. I'm not trying to step over two people to get to the bathroom all the time. I'm using the bathroom at least 3-4 times a flight.
Once an hour.
What?
At least. I have to be aisle.
But you know what?
I need access out. I need to get out.
You know what it comes down to, Jay? Key is a sleeper. He seems to be the type of dude who can sleep on a flight very easily. I think people who can sleep easily on flights want the window, can lean up against it. People who are not going to be sleeping, aisle.
Man, I mean, I small bladder. I can go to sleep on the aisle.
How many times you go into the bathroom
once
on a plane?
Where am I going? Am I going to L.A.? At least 4 times.
Yeah, that's half ridiculous. A dozen
but
times.
But not
four
only
times,
that, yeah. Jay.
I'm drinking a lot of fluids, Yates. What are you talking about?
You go to the bathroom before you get on the plane?
I'm a little concerned for you, Jay.
I'm concerned.
Well, because, one, you said you have to hop over 2 and 3 people. What type of, I mean.
What? When you're sitting in the plane, if you have a window seat.
But, Jay, he's suggesting that you fly first class is what he's
saying.
Not
all the time.
Right.
Not all the time. Okay. I don't fly first class every flight.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's a private jet.
I'll be like, yo, I catch this flight for $100.
Yeah, right.
I'm out. It's an hour flight. I am out. I'm fine. Yeah. Fine in the back. I'm cool.
Or like okay, Southwest. Vegas to L.A.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm not doing the Kevin Hart. Excuse me. I can't do that.
You don't come across like that to me, so I was confused. That's all.
That's all right. Sorry. You can be confused. It's all right. You can be flabbergasted.
Key, when was the last time you sat in steerage? When was the last time you had your knees up to your chest because you're crammed in to coach?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
See, but this is my only thing about the aisle, is I cannot stand when they come with the carts and the carts hit me on the leg. I can't.
So why would you even sit there then?
Because I need access out.
Yeah.
So can I need to get out.
But can it be the best seat if you have a clear problem with that seat?
Oh, I mean,
depends side of the plane.
Yeah,
I imagine.
I have the best marriage. I have problems in my marriage. Best marriage there is.
Oh, I don't.
What are you talking about? Like, this is the way life works, Yates.
Nothing's perfect.
It is perfect. Because it's imperfect.
I'm spoiled when it comes to flights.
I
will change. If there's a flight at 10 o'clock, for instance, and it doesn't have what I need, Max and Jay.
As a window seat is what you mean?
If it's only a bulkhead, I'm not going on the flight.
Oh, I can't with you.
And no, I'm sorry. That's just
bulkhead.
I fly
you
a lot.
You get more leg room.
Fly a lot.
Well, because Key's like 6'4".
I am.
You're 5'8", Max.
But bulk, so, I'm 5'8".
It's not going to affect bulk, you the same
no,
way.
No, bulkhead is it? Bulkhead is the
worst. It's
no.
the worst.
Bulkhead
it's the
does
wall.
Have more leg room.
Yeah,
first it's the foot. Wall.
No, your
Max.
Legs are pressed up against the wall.
No, not no, well. It depends on the airline.
No, if you're in a bulkhead, it's against the wall.
Can't.
And
no.
Then also, you're first off the flight. You zip right out of there.
Yeah, never. No, no, no.
So I'm second off. I'm used to being second air. It's fine.
Yeah, we want you to weigh in. What are your flight preferences?
Number two.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Poop, Ron Burgundy.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
What are some of your flight preferences? Right? Like, Jay can't do the window seat. Got to do the aisle, a little claustrophobic. And you get up, use the restroom. I'd say, Jay, I do once an hour. Once an hour, yeah, I'm making my way. Because I'm drinking water. I'm trying to stay hydrated on the flight, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And I have coffee and stuff, so although I try to avoid coffee on flights.
You do?
Yeah.
I lean into it.
Because I will use the bathroom on a flight, but only for certain things.
Well, see, I did a lot of flights back in the day, though, like where I'm like on 2 hours sleep, like coming from like doing like a Sunday night game.
Yeah, me too.
So it's like, me too.
Me too. Me too. Meantime, Key, you strike me as the kind of guy, get good sleep on a flight, you just knock right out. I'm guessing you like the window for that reason.
Yeah, I do. I like the window for that reason. Plus, I don't need people bothering me or hitting me with the cart coming through or, walking past me. I'm one of those dudes that when I fly, I get a little stressed. So the littlest movement, I'm always thinking something, right? I'm always looking. And so, I'd rather just sleep by the window. That way I could get up against it.
Have you ever met somebody that likes the middle seat? Are there any middle seat people out there? Do you even exist?
By the way, if you exist, the rare middle seater, it's like mythological, like the Yeti or the Bigfoot. The, the, the,
wait, Shannon just said his wife. Your wife is
My wife's
seater?
A middle seater. Yeah, she's actually scared. She's scared to fly. So in the times that we had to fly, she likes to sit in the middle so that she can be surrounded.
No. Not middle with you with but family. Being, middle with strangers.
That, but being surrounded, is that really going
to
help?
Even
you
with even with strangers. Down? Like we had a flight to Vegas, really bad jet lag heading into Vegas. There, the swirling winds, and she literally clutched up on this other guy. I don't know why she didn't clutch up on me, but she clutched up like on this other guy.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I was like, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing?
Yo.
He looks over at me and gives me the thumbs up.
Hey, yo.
Shannon's wondering why his wife comes out with off the plane with so many phone numbers. He can't figure it out.
Hold on. I don't wear that. I don't wear Jupe. What are you smelling like that for?
Wouldn't happen if you said
I don't wear Jupe.
The middle seat, I'm not getting, I hate to say it, I'm not getting on the plane. I wait for the next flight.
Oh, Shannon, if my wife ever grabbed onto somebody else other than me, I don't know.
You
ought
to be thankful. You don't have to deal with it. Let someone else deal with it. The fact that the guy lets it happen is a benefit to you. What are you talking about?
The guys
about?
Are going to Shannon like, are you sure? Like, what?
Yeah. Jay, if you don't use my text.
Wait, hold on. Let me see what.
The text that I sent you. If you don't use that text, she'll be grabbing onto somebody else.
Oh,
what's
my
going on?
Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky, yeah.
What's up with Dan?
Dan is what did Dan say? He's a window seat guy. Yeah, just making the weird face. Well, I can't see the whole picture, Key. You took a screen grab of it, so I can't see what he's doing.
No,
with
he's sitting
finger.
On the window. He's sitting on the window, but you said you would be mad if your wife grabbed onto somebody. I said if you don't utilize my text that I sent you,
shut up.
She will be grabbing onto someone else.
Will you stop bringing up push presents? Leave it alone.
Just saying.
Key is really on me about this whole, like, you gotta get your wife a push present.
A push present? I never even heard of
this. I've never heard of this before.
This is very LA.
I'm like, so LA. To 529s for the kids. Like, push present. Like, the will, push present. The house, push present.
Push present. Yeah. the will, the house, the kids.
It's all like.
All right, I'm just telling you.
I've never heard. So you got, Jen, a push present for all your kids. That's what you're telling them.
Yeah, they do.
why'd you think about it?
I didn't think about it. I mean, like, yeah. You should ask some people. Just ask your mom.
AB in Chicago wants to weigh in, guys. What's up, AB?
What's up, AB, man?
Hey, Antonio Brown? Good morning, fellas. Man, I can't say that my wife would be grabbing onto someone else this morning. But man, the best seat on the airplane got to be the exit row, and I like to sit by the window. You know, I got out of extra leg room, and I got to be looking out the window.
What's an exit row?
How tall are you, AB? How tall are you?
Six feet tall.
See,
so,
like, all right,
but see,
you know, I'm not as tall as Key, but I got a little height, and that's the best row for me. I've said everywhere, but that's the best right there. I don't get
Max.
No better.
Yeah, but that exit row. But that exit row can pump fake you, too, now. That exit row can pump fake you. You know why? Because the seat might not go back.
Yeah, that's where they get you. Yeah, exit rows, that's where they get you.
Depending on the size of the aircraft, but see, the seat might not go back at all. You just be sitting up like this.
Well, I never got the whole thing when people are like, oh, yeah, I like the window seat because I like to look out the window. I'm like, I don't want to look out.
Why not?
Thousands of people. I know I get. I'm like, I get a little bit freaked out.
I don't
out.
Understand that on planes. How everyone's out. All paranoid. If something's going to happen on a plane, you got no control anyway. Man, your ticket is punched.
Max, that's fine, but chill. I'm just not looking out. I'm not going to induce
Max,
the paranoia.
Chill,
but
Max.
Key, it's the way it is. What are you worried about?
Yeah, I had an experience. So
I've had some bad experiences on planes too, where I'm like, oh, this might be it. But you know what I thought? All right, what am I going to do? That's it.
That's what you thought at that time. All right, that's it.
Yep.
Sure.
That's exactly. I'm telling you. What can you
Key,
do?
Why is it like you hold on to the plane? Like when?
Yeah, that's true.
You hold on to the seat like that's going to save your ass.
Or
you
you're dead asleep and all of a sudden it plunges like a butt. You know, I don't know how many hundred feet, but you're like, whoa, what the? Where'd the floor go?
Or you try to look at other people and see their reactions like that's going to help you or hurt you.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The interesting thing about it is anytime you can fly, you have a Russell Wilson to take a look at.
That's right. Yes. Some entertainment. You can see him do it. Do his high knees. Bird in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Okay, hey, first of all, let me say this. I've been on with you guys quite a bit in the morning. ESPN's going to have to start sending me a check.
Okay.
Okay, here
well,
it is.
Let me know
I'm retired. I don't fly as much as I used to. I used to fly a whole lot. But this is it. I want the aisle seat because I want to be able to help out in case of an emergency. In the past, I'm kind of a big guy. You know, I was pretty athletic. So when I boarded the flights, the flight attendants used to always ask me, would I be interested in helping out in case of an emergency? And, of course, I said yes. So sometimes they even move me to an aisle seat. So I want to be on the aisle for that reason.
All right. So that's a good Samaritan right there. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Desmond in South Carolina. We'll do one more quickly. We've got another minute. Desmond, you can turn your radio down and just talk to us, Desmond.
Desmond, are you there?
He's got it.
Hello?
Let's see how long it takes us to catch up on the delay. So he's listening to the radio.
This is great. I kind of like this, listening to ourselves.
Got to listen to the phone, Des.
Waiting to see if he gets it. No?
Desmond. Hello?
Oh, there you go, Desmond. Hey, turn down your radio. Listen to us on the phone, Desmond.
Yeah, I'm looking at y'all through my TV. That's why.
All right. Well, talk to us. So
are you aisle seat, window seat? What do you got?
Okay, so my name is Ozzy. I'm from Jersey. Honestly, I like the seat by the window better. Yeah. That's just me personally. I don't like sitting in the middle at all. I think that's the worst seat in the plane.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, Ozzy.
It's true. That is true. Desmond.
But if you fly with Jay on his private jet, you'll never have to worry about middle seats or any of that.
Unless you're Jay's wife, you don't like the middle seat. You said that she grabs people.
That's Shannon's wife.
Oh, Shannon's wife. Sorry. Excuse me.
What?
I want to make sure.
And Max is 5'8 and likes the ball.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.